Bigfootradio.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward,
you're scared.
I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
Behold the King, the King of Kings. On your knees, dog. All hail.
All hail the King of Kings and his new crown prince. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey at Instagram.com/MBG1211. This was not the plan for the show, but holy, you know what just happened on Monday Night Raw. I'm Sir Rockin', joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
It's so beautiful. I'm so happy right now. Just a great ending to the show.
Yeah. Because it was an ending you didn't see coming at all. Not at all.
Okay, you knew there were going to be shenanigans, right?
I was thinking Rusev. Rusev's going to come out. He's going to screw Roman. And bingo bambo, that's where they go. Nope. Not a thing.
Hunter literally came out of nowhere.
Out of freaking nowhere.
It's a Triple H out of nowhere?
It's a Triple H out of nowhere. First off, the opening segment with all four people, amazing. They delivered great promos. Kevin Owens was snarky as all hell. Big Cass taking shots at Seth Rollins' manhood, because size does matter. They were great. Roman was fine. He didn't say a word. He just fought. Good stuff. But when we get to the main event, they had a hell of a four-way. They changed it to an elimination match. They were tearing the house down. Fans were into Big Cass, who got eliminated first. You had Roman getting booed, Owens getting cheered, Rollins getting cheered. It was crazy main event.
It was nuts. It was crazy, crazy nuts.
Like, the show hit a wall at some point, but this match brought it back up.
I would say, like, the show hit a wall at 10.
Yeah.
And then, because everybody was waiting for this match. Everybody knew this was coming. We knew it was the main event. This was kind of what everybody wanted to see. So it's like everything else kind of in between the opening segment and this was just sort of like, okay, come on, get to the main event kind of thing. This was, the opening segment was fantastic. It was exactly what you wanted it to be. There were shots fired. They were laughing at each other. They were giving each other crap. It was great. And then you had the main event. Owens was hella over. Cass was hella over. Rollins was getting booed. Roman was getting booed. It was like, okay, all right.
Cass threw an amazing big boot. I don't think it was supposed to go over the top rope, but he did. It was awesome.
Yeah, he kind of went a little tipsy.
But then they did some big dives. It all worked out perfectly. The one negative of this match, Roman Reigns, learn another goddamn move.
Yeah, there were way too many Superman punches in this match. I get that's Roman's signature move, but when he does it 30 times in a row, it's like, okay, do something else.
So, yeah, do something else. You had Foley and Steph at ringside watching what's going on. So they're all on the outside Owens is down on one side. Rollins is down after taking a spear from Roman. And then out of nowhere, Triple H shows up, drops Roman Reigns with a pedigree, throws him back into the ring, tosses Rollins in, tells him to go do it, and he pins him. 1, 2, 3. Roman is gone. Hunter throws off his jacket. He's like, looks at Kevin Owens, throws Kevin Owens in the ring. He's talking up Seth, like, come on, let's do this. And then, bam, he turns on Seth Rollins. He turned on Rollins, pedigreeing him in the middle of the ring. And Kevin Owens is like, what the hell am I supposed to do now? Oh, I'm supposed to pin the guy. 1, 2, 3. Kevin Owens, Universal Champion.
It's great.
Crowd went nuts. They were, as a show went off the air, they were chanting, you deserve it, you deserve it, because damn right, Kevin Owens does it. It is now the Kevin Owens show. KO Mania is running wild.
This made me super happy. Like, just completely, totally super happy that they put Owens over, because it's like, they could have gone the really easy route of either putting Roman over or Seth over. They didn't. And I love Cass, don't get me wrong, but Cass really never stood a chance in this.
No.
But it's like, it's Owens' time. Let's make another great heel in Kevin Owens.
The question now remains, why was Triple H there? Why?
Well, Kevin is one of his NXT kids.
He is one of his NXT kids.
Could Hunter be leading the NXT movement on Raw?
He could be. Or, and Stephanie did not like this move. That's the thing. Stephanie didn't like it.
Steph was legit pissed.
She was pissed. So it's like, there's something going on there. There's conflict there now, which is intriguing. And now we have to wait one more week to find out why Triple H did what he did. And guess what? That's why wrestling's awesome.
But there were other reasons wrestling was awesome on this show.
We'll get to that in 1 second. And I'm going to quote Omega for 1 second. Let me pull up the conversation. What kind of black magic Triple H movement bullshit did you pull? # Triple H movement for the win. Points.
You feel better?
I feel better now. You know what made me feel even better? Bayley and the New Day.
This was all I could ever ask for in wrestling. This really was. More of this. More. Do more of it, please.
So earlier in the day, as it was filmed, Bayley was coming in, like her first day in a new class, with a backpack on. She's all,
it was adorable.
All adorable. She's like she's now in fifth grade again, which is awesome. They've reverted her back some. And then she sees the New Day. It's like, oh my God, it's a New Day. Oh my God. Can I have a hug? And she gets a hug. And then she does the little hips thrust with the New Day for the WWE Tag Team Champions. It was awesome. They did, hey, we want some Bayley. Yeah, it was awesome. And then Dana Brooke showed up.
And killed the whole mood.
Then she was going to find Gallows and Anderson. New Day told her to bring it on. And then Bayley's like, it's already been brought. Bam. I like New Day. I like Bayley together. This is awesome.
Power positivity meets hug life, yo. Let's do this.
That was awesome. So then we had a doctor segment with Luke Gallows, Dana Brooke, and Carl Anderson, which was just weird. They first talk about being retirement people, and then they, you know, went back to being doctors, and she came out as a nurse.
Complete with the rubber gloves.
And they had an awesome 6-person tag. It was Dana Brooke and Gallows and Anderson taking on New Day and Bayley. Good match. Bayley picked up the win for her team. It was awesome. One thing. One, they fixed Bayley's titantrons on the screens. 2, New Day has a yellow brick road.
It's awesome.
All you really can say on that one. All you really can say. Quickly, Nia Jax beat Hyann. I think that's how you pronounce it. She killed her. Braun Strowman killed America.
He killed America? What?
Killed America. America.
America.
America. America. That was the name of it. And then he pulled off his mask. He's collecting things. Sami Zayn beat Jinder Mahal. He sold his ankle in the match, so good storytelling there. Cesaro and Sheamus had a fine matchup, but it's everything you expected. And Sheamus won by submission. Trainers checked on Cesaro afterwards. So he's up 2-0 in the best of 7 series.
Come on, Cesaro! Whoop whoop.
Chris Jericho beat Neville. They had a really good match.
Yeah, they did. They really, really, really did. Except for, you know, Jericho's pants.
Okay, you can't ruin my mood with stupid pants. Lion Tamer. We pulled out the Lion Tamer tonight, which is awesome. Jericho was good with the promo beforehand, calling him Muddy Mouse Freak, and, you know, they set up for the It thing, but it's like, no. Sink it in. It's all the gift of Jericho. Nice little twist there. Let's see. We also had Paul Heyman. Yes, Paul Heyman was on the show, and he came out to apologize to Stephanie McMahon for the actions of Brock Lesnar, because that's what Stephanie wanted. Basically, couple things. One, he came out to pay the fine with the most reasonable fine of $500 with $1 bills. He kept dropping $1 bills and then she threw the money out, which Lindsay would then, if she was sitting front row, would do what?
Grab it. Throwing $500 worth of cash, just, you know, batting it at ringside. Okay.
Also, the fans chanted ECW when Paul Heyman entered the ring and Stephanie's like, I purchased that from him a long time ago. It's like, damn, throwback to the Lions.
And then they started chanting CM Punk.
And they just completely ignored it.
He doesn't care about you people.
I know. So Heyman was all fired up. He says, client is the storm. He said the apology is 8 days too late and it should be directed at Stephanie. Heyman says he knows that they put her in a compromising position with the board of directors and her father. He brought up the female empowerment movement and she cut him off talking about Women's Revolution. It's reality and you're staring right at in the face of it. Heyman said he's staring into the face of the heir to the boardroom. Heyman said Lesnar told him that Stephanie is the only rightful sole heir to the boardroom and the entire family fortune. Heyman was sort of begging Stephanie to accept his apology and his lesson learned, and well, she accepted. And you're like, something's up. Something is up here. Something is afoot.
Yeah. Somebody's up to no good. Not sure who it is.
Not sure who it is.
Probably Paul Heyman.
Probably Paul Heyman, but you could connect the dots. Heir to the throne, talking about Triple H tonight, Stephanie, Shane. Triple H has a say in it. Triple H has a say in it. Just pointing that one out.
Just a bit.
But yeah, now getting back to the main event. They tore it up tonight, and I am so happy that Kevin Owens is champion. Because it's something different, you know?
Aw, Finn!
Alright, what did Finn Balor say?
Congrats to Fight Owens Fight. We have been through it all together. I've no doubt we will go through it all again. And it's a picture of him and Owens sitting next to each other in NXT.
That's nice.
Aww.
But yeah, I'm happy for Kevin Owens tonight. He deserved this moment.
You always have to love those moments where these guys that have struggled and strived and fought their way from the indies to where they are now to the top of the WWE and they win that title for the first time and you get that genuine reaction where Kevin was just overcome with joy and pride and everything else. And it's like, it is that moment of they've worked their whole lives to get there and you see how much it means to them to get there. And it's, they have achieved their dream. That's awesome to see.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. One thing I'm reading in this recap, I hope that what this person wrote is true. I hope Kevin Owens' wife filmed her son watching.
Oh, I hope she filmed both kids. I cannot wait for the pictures of Owens' kids with the title, especially his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be adorable.
It's going to be adorable. So, from here on out, we now have the Kevin Owens show. That's the question remains. With Triple H, why was he back on Monday Night Raw? Why now, out of all time? I think we're going to have to wait and find out, I guess.
Because why not?
It's all about the King of Kings, right?
It's all about the King of Kings.
But this is why wrestling is awesome. Tonight was an example of it. We had great stuff with New Day and Bayley. We had an awesome surprise with Triple H returning, because it's been since WrestleMania. So maybe a three-way, Rollins, Triple H, and Roman coming?
I'm excited. Are you excited?
I'm excited. So there's endless possibilities. And we'll talk about them Thursday.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news. We'll have notes. We will be talking about something. I don't know what yet. It's an off week. We don't have a pay-per-view. Yay!
No marathon
show this week, y'all. No marathon show. We're going to try and keep it short, sweet, to the point. We'll let you know what's happening. But it's The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WallTalkRadio.com.
At Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter.com, YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show. Get us on Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, and all that fun stuff. Saturday night, CB Radio returns live midnight-ish right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. CB Radio live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Sunday, Wrestle Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Heartbreak Mike, and the Omega. Probably talking about all this big win and so much more. It's Wrestle Talk Radio Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern. And every Monday night, it's the Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. You can follow me on Twitter, at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter, at Lins Ward, LANSWRD. Go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my work, if you'd like to view my work, it is available for you viewing pleasure at behance.net/Lins Ward, same as the Twitters.
Thanks to Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey at instagram.com/mbg1211. Check out his Loot Crate, lootcrate.com/mbg1211 for the WWE Slam Crate. Use the promo code MBG to save 10% at lootcrate.com/mbg1211. So there you go. Save some money, support him and all the fun stuff he does. Instagram.com/mbg1211. She's Lindsay. I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rock right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, and every Monday night, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, right here for the Raw Post Show, live across the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.